Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1479, air date September 5th, 2024.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Iyaduri. Today we're going to be doing a live, and what I want to talk about is the stupidity of election officials. We tend to think that election officials actually know what they're doing, but it turns out some of them may be malicious, but I have come to the conclusion that they have a whole bunch of bureaucracy there that's just dumb, and they've been made dumb on purpose, and that's what I want to talk about. As a part of that, we actually have our live here on Zoom, and I'm going to bring in our Zoom audience, which I believe is here, right? I think I have to go out one second. I'm going to bring in our Zoom meeting. I'll be right back. I'll come back into Zoom just shortly. I'll come right back in. But we have our, we do our Zoom town halls that we do every week. We have one going on right now and you can go to vashiva.com/ orientation to join one of our Zoom calls, but it's a open house that we do every Thursdays, and everyone can participate in that. So let me bring our Zoom people in, because we have this Zoom is typically for our people overseas. There you go. Okay. There, I'm here. I'm back. Okay. All right, so I'm back, Carell. Carell, can you hear me?
Okay,
great. So I'm back on Zoom here, but what I was explaining to the audience is we have a we have our regular Zoom events that we do. And by the way, I want to thank Carell. I'm getting a lot of great comments, Carell. You're doing a great job moderating for today. Various people are texting me, so thank you. So, what I want to talk about is something quite fascinating. And you have another way that those in power manipulate people. So if you look at the swarm, as Carell played that video, right? And that's a very finite set of people who are very, very conscious about what they're doing, right? They know very well what they're doing. They have a lot of theoreticians, a lot of smart people. And today we want to talk about this historic New Jersey lawsuit that's unfolding, because it really exposes how they make bureaucrats purposely stupid. Okay? So you have the swarm over here. And then what they do is they have people who work for the swarm, right? Bureaucrats. So if you are wherever you are, you know, at today's town hall, we have people from Europe, et cetera, or Mexico, right? If you go to any government town hall, you have the elites, a very small set of people actually running those institutions. But a vast majority of the people who work there are working people who are actually made dumb and ignorant, okay? They're actually made dumb and ignorant by the higher up. So those people are used as enemies of the people, okay? I hope that makes sense. So I'll give you an example. So we have a historic lawsuit that the electors in New Jersey just filed. The electors who had selected me as their candidate or pledged their support to me have filed against the New Jersey. Some of you may have seen the lawsuit, but the electors are filing a lawsuit, same in Wisconsin. It's really the people versus the election officials. And then we have another one unfolding in Tennessee shortly. But what I wanted to share with people was that the election officials are purposely made dumb. They're actually made dumb, so they don't actually understand the reality of the laws. And then the people are made dumb. So I talked to a very good friend of mine who has a legal degree, a law degree out of Vanderbilt University. It's not a bad law school. And I asked him, I said, you know, when you go vote for president, and I know I've talked about this, but it's really important to talk about it over and over again. I said, when you vote for president, I said, who are you actually voting for? And, you know, like I said, let's say you, Bob, decide to run for president, who are you actually voting for? And he said, oh, I'm voting for Bob, right? The guy who's running. And I said, are you sure? Okay. And he thought he's voting for Bob. Okay. And the reality is he's not voting for Bob, let's say, or Donald Trump, et cetera. He's actually voting for the people in that state who want to see Bob on the ballot. Okay. So it's very, very different. Okay. He's not voting for Bob. He's actually voting for what's known as the electors. Okay. So let me show you something and it'll make this very clear. So I'm going to bring up a email that it's just hot off the press. This has occurred in the last 24 hours. Okay. I think I'll bring it up. Okay. So this is a letter that it was addressed to me. So you got to look at this is the Tennessee Secretary of State, Trey Hegart. This is the Mark Goines, the coordinator of elections. And he sent a letter addressed to me, but he didn't directly send it to me. He sent it to one of our electors. But anyway, the letter is addressed to me, Dr. Shivaya Duray, 69 Snake Hill Road, Belmont, Mass. And it says, Dear Dr. Duray, now remember, we got on the ballot. We, meaning the electors in Tennessee, filled out all the paperwork, submitted everything to get on the ballot. Then after we do all the work, then they decide this letter is to inform you that your name will not be placed on the ballot in Tennessee due to failing to meet the qualification requirements for president of the United States. And then they cite a Tennessee law requires a coordinator of elections to only place the names of qualified candidates on Tennessee's ballots. Okay, qualified candidates on Tennessee's ballots. Under the law, the coordinator shall, so they're reading their own law, and let's read it carefully, ensure that all election commissions within the state, which is, this is Tennessee, and by the way, it's very similar to New Jersey, shall prohibit any person from becoming qualified to have such person's name placed on the ballot wherein such person is seeking to be nominated or elected to an office for such person is ineligible. Okay. And then they say the qualifications for president of the United States are Article 2, Section 1. No person except a natural born citizen or United States citizen at the time of the adoption shall be eligible for president. And then they go, you have publicly stated you were born outside of the United States and became naturalized. And as a result, you do not meet the natural born citizen. Okay. All right. Now, that was what they wrote. Now, Nicholas wrote back this letter. Who is the state? Who is our Truth, Freedom, and Health Shiva for President state leader who collected all the signatures to get us on the ballot? He says, Dear Ms. Russomano, because that's the one who sent this email to him, you have no right to throw me and my 10 other presidential elector candidates off the ballot. This should actually be Tennessee. For the office of elector based on the qualifications of our pledged candidate for Dr. Shiva. You are putting the cart before the horse. You seem to be completely ignorant on how presidential elections run in the United States. Are you a citizen? Did you study how the Constitution works? It is disgraceful. You're an elections official and do not understand the basics. We, which means Nicholas and these 10 other people, are running for the office of elector in Tennessee. We are the candidates running for office and have met every qualification pursuant to the Tennessee Election Code. I'm giving you by the end of day today to reverse this ignorant and moronic ruling. Otherwise, we will sue you and win. Okay. Now, what's interesting is in New Jersey, the same thing occurred. The New Jersey Election Commission said that I'm not eligible to be on the ballot, and therefore they're taking us off the ballot. Now, let me unpack all of this for everyone, okay? Let me really, and I want to walk people through very, very slowly, all right? And we have a number of people on the call here, so we can do this very slowly. I know we have some leaders here, so let's bring some people to help us here. Okay, so Delia, are you here? Delia Fernandez? Delia? Let me see. There, Delia, can you ask to unmute?
Yes, I'm here, doctor.
And we have Ken back in Massachusetts. Ken, can you unmute too? Okay, so let me ask you guys, okay? In the United States, there are 50 states, okay? if I am running for president, okay, in any state, let's take the state of New Jersey. Delia, you're over in New York.
Yes.
In the state of New Jersey, when people go, when people see my name, if it were on the ballot, Dr. Shiva, and they vote for me, who are they voting for, Delia?
They're voting for the electors, not Dr. Shiva.
So Ken, in Massachusetts, if my name is on the ballot, Dr. Shiva, who are they voting for, Ken, in Massachusetts?
The 12 electors.
The 12 electors. Okay. Now, this is fundamental. So if you read this idiot's letter, and that's why Nicholas rightfully called her an idiot, okay, or moron. So the state election codes, New Jersey's otherwise, the law is that, that this was going back to 1787, is that you have this government called the United States government, which was poof, created. It didn't exist before that time. They had local state governments, okay? And they decided that they would send representatives to this thing called the government, the United States government, the federal government, you had state governments. You would have representatives from every state who could send, you know, to the lower house of Congress called House of Representatives, the upper house called Senate. Every state could send two senators. And then every state could participate in selecting the president. But how did they do that? The way they did that was they said that on November 4th or 5th, there would be a presidential election. But on that date, every state could run slates of electors, which means groups of electors who would pledge their vote at some future point in time, a month later, to a pledged candidate. Okay? So, there is no office for president, you say, in any state. You cannot run for president in any state. Everyone should really get this. You cannot run for president in any state. What can you run for, Ken, in any state when it comes to the presidential election? You can run as what, Ken? An elector, right?
As an elector, yeah.
Right. So,
which has to be approved before we can gather signatures.
Exactly. So in Massachusetts or in New Jersey, we have Basilia here. Basilia, you can say hello. Basilia is in New Jersey. We're talking about New Jersey. Basilia is here in New Jersey. Eileen Meneman is in New Jersey. You guys can unmute yourself. And yes. Hey, Eileen, Basilia is here. So I don't know if Rose is here. Yeah, good to have you. So Eileen and Basilia were two of the 14 elector candidates who had said that if we get elected in December, then we will pledge our vote to Dr. Shiva, you see? So when people go to vote in New Jersey, they are not voting for me. That's like later on. Does that make sense? It's later on. They're not voting for me. They're voting for the slate of electors, Basilia, Eileen, you know, John Wong, Rose Cias, Paul Testa. There's about 14 people who said that in the event they get elected on November 4th, then they will pledge their vote to Dr. Shiva. So when they are filling out the paperwork in New Jersey to be electors, Ken, you have to be eligible, right? In Massachusetts, right, Ken?
Yes.
Basilia, what were the eligibility requirements to be electors in New Jersey?
You have to be a resident of the state.
Yep.
And I think is a certain amount of years you have to be, you have to live in New Jersey. I forget how many. Seven years?
Yep. Yeah. So you have to be, so everyone listening, so 14 electors who pledge their, I'm the pledge candidate, but that's in the future, right? These 14 electors, each one of them has to be a resident of New Jersey. And they have to be what else?
Over 25.
They have to be over 25 years age. What else?
7-year resident.
They have to be residing in New Jersey for 7 years and maybe a couple other things, right? But if those, every one of those 14 people has to fulfill that qualifications, if they do, they can be electors. So I know you, Basilia, Eileen, you guys spent a lot of time getting electors, right? Along with Rose?
Yeah.
How many hours and hours and days and nights, sleepless nights that took to find the electors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got the electors, you guys went on the street and you got people to sign your nomination papers so they could nominate you guys as electors, presidential elector candidates, to be specific, who would pledge their vote at some point in the future to a guy called Dr. Shiva, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So every, by the way, 99% of judges, lawyers do not understand this. They are made stupid. That's why I wanted to title this talk today that I'm saying historic New Jersey lawsuit exposes election official stupidity. The swarm makes people stupid, right? Basilia, Eileen, we've talked about this. They made people stupid.
Yes.
So out of that stupidity, even lawyers are dumb. Even Secretary of State is. So they, after Basilia filled out all their paperwork there, they get us on the ballot. They get thousands of signatures to get us on the ballot. Then I get a letter, just like this Tennessee letter, saying, hey, Dr. Shiva, you're not qualified. Because making up, by the way, that's a bogus reason. I'm, you know, all citizens must be created or must be treated equal. And so they, using the fact that I'm, quote unquote, according to them, ineligible, they throw them off. Does that make any sense by law? It's like,
no.
Over there, I think you may be a criminal, so therefore I'm going to burn your neighbor's house down. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's so fucked up. It's insane. And the fact is, I told you when we decided to run for office, our movement, that we leaders would emerge and we would uncover even greater corruption. It was our movement in 2020 in Massachusetts. We uncovered the election fraud corruption. We showed how machines were being flipped. They could flip votes. And it was and it was our movement that uncovered the fact that government has a backdoor portal into Twitter. Because when I exposed that, they threw me off. We did all that. Some people say, oh, you can't win. We already won. Our movement wins. Our movement is always winning. By the fact that I'm running, we're winning. By the fact that Basilia and Eileen became electors, we're winning. By the fact Ken Fielding is an elector, and by the fact that Delio's an elector in New York, we are already winning because this is ordinary working people fighting. We're not saying, oh, Booby Kennedy is you know, and voting for them is winning. No, we are already winning, winning big. So when I decided to run for president, I told people, I said, we're going to uncover even more fraud. So what have we uncovered? What we've uncovered is they have no right to throw presidential electors off state ballots based on talking about my qualifications. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you read that New Jersey letter, given that background, you can now analyze the stupidity of that New Jersey letter. So let me show you that New Jersey letter, how fucked up this letter is. Okay. So this woman, by the way, this guy's a coordinator of elections. Read his title. Everyone see this? Oh, you can't? Hold on. I have to share it with you guys too. Let me share it with our team over there. I'm going to share my window. I have to share Chrome tab there. Okay, so you guys can see this now, okay? So you guys can see it now? All right. So this is a letter Nicholas, who's an elector in Tennessee, gets forwarded to him, which was sent to me, okay? And it says, Dear Dr. Iadure, now let's all read this letter carefully again. This letter is to inform you that your name will not be placed on the ballot. Now let's read that. First of all, that first sentence is null and void. So here's the deal. After the 19th century in the United States, when let's say you had 10 different potential people who were running for president. Okay, 10 people. And in New Jersey, how many elector candidates do we need? 14, right?
14.
Okay. So imagine now 10 people running for president of the United States. Okay, 10 people. All right. So how many elector candidates would there be? 140, right? 14 for each one. Got it? So prior to the 1900s, when you went to vote, you know what you would have? You would have a list of 140 candidates for presidential electors. Did anyone know that? All right. That's what they would have. 140. Now that got too much for printing costs, right? So they said, what we're going to do is we're not going to print all 14 elector candidates. We're going to print a pseudonym, okay? Like a simple short name, which will be the name of the pledged candidate. So 14 electors in New Jersey want Trump. Trump is not running for the office of president of New Jersey. That's illegal. He can't. His electors are running. So they said, we'll collapse those 14 names to something called Trump. So when you vote for Trump, you're voting for those elector candidates. Does that make sense? This is a hard concept. It is my conclusion that 99% of election officials don't even understand this fucking concept because they're bureaucrats. They just get paid a check. They work 9 to 5. They don't even understand this. Okay. So the people for Kamala Harris, her 14, when you see Kamala Harris, you're not voting for Kamala Harris for president. You're voting for her electoral candidates. When you see Dr. Shiva, I'm not on the ballot because I can't run. I'm a New Jersey, I'm a Massachusetts citizen, right? How can I run for office in New Jersey? Does that make sense? I can't. So go and same in Tennessee. So if we go back to this stupidity, okay, total stupidity. What do you see here? Okay. It says that your name will not be placed on the ballot. Well, what are you talking about? That name refers to the electors in Tennessee due to the fact that failing to meet the qualification requirements for president. This is illegal. How can a state decide the office of president when there is no office of president in New Jersey? Everyone understanding what I'm saying? And then she goes, she's mixing dogs and cats or apples and oranges. She's citing Tennessee law, which is basically saying that in order to be on the ballot in Tennessee for an office, you have to be eligible for that office. Okay. Got it. Same thing in New Jersey. Well, who's running for the office in Tennessee? Am I running? The candidate. Exactly. Are they eligible? Damn right they are. In New Jersey, you guys are 25 years old. You guys have lived there for 5 years. And you've been residents, you're fucking eligible. So she's citing state law and referring to federal statutes, you see, or federal things. This is mixing dogs and cats. And then therefore she's citing state law, which is referring actually to you guys, the electors, and saying, you guys can't be on the ballot unless you're eligible. You're obviously eligible. And then she comes over to me and says, you're ineligible to run for president. Well, you don't, so that's irrelevant because there's three parts of this. And this is, I would say 99.999% of Americans don't run this. Oh, don't know this. There's three parts of this, ladies and gentlemen. One part is running for office. Okay. That's what we teach at Truth Freedom Health. We teach a systems approach. Running for office is one piece. It's like, you know, you go and find the right ingredients to make soup, okay? That's like the first part. Second part is being elected for office, okay? Making the soup. Third part is, does that soup, you know, comply to some standards, of service that the health inspector designs? So that is equivalent to being confirmed for office. So there's running for office, being elected for office, and being confirmed for office. Okay. Anyone can run for president of the United States. I keep repeating this. Anyone. Jeffrey in Scotland can run for president of the United States. He can run. Lynn Hurdley in United Kingdom can run for president of the United States. Aimar Pajo in Estonia can run for president of the United States. Kinara in Norway can run for president of the United States. Okay. Anna in Finland can run for president of the United States. I don't mean to be so extreme, just to make this point. Your dog can run for president of the United States. Okay? Your dog can, in fact, be elected for president of the United States. But when it comes to confirming, that's what the United States Congress does. I'm telling you, this fact is not known by 99% of law students. They are just taught to rubber stamp like a fucking robot. That's what that letter is. That letter is a robotic. It doesn't understand that in New Jersey or in Tennessee or anywhere, I'm not running for the office of president. So to give you some good news, the electors in New Jersey filed. So I, when they came after me, I said, wait a minute, running for office is not different. The judge didn't listen to it. It went to the next state court judge. They didn't want to listen. It went to the Supreme Court of New Jersey and they didn't want to listen to me. So we're not going to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court. That's a lawsuit I'm going to be filing tonight. But separate from that, the electors, Basilia, you, Eileen, you, Rose, Paul Testa, a whole bunch of them, have filed their own lawsuit. Isn't that right, Basilia, Eileen? And they filed a lawsuit in federal court saying, hey, dumb fuck, to the Secretary of State. That's what we should say in the lawsuit. Dumb fuck. Hello, I'm eligible. You cannot talk about my pledge candidate. My pledge candidate could be fucking Mickey Mouse. That's my First Amendment right. Again, people don't know the Constitution. The First Amendment right allows Basilia and Eileen and all those 14 to literally say, we're going to pledge our votes to Vladimir Putin, or we're going to pledge our votes to, you know, Donald Trump or Ken Fielding or Geronimo, anyone. If people sign their nomination papers for that and they are qualified, they get to be on the ballot under the banner Mickey Mouse. So New Jersey, they fucked up. So we filed a lawsuit. Not only that, we asked for expedited review, emergency injunction. 99% of judges will not give the emergency. They gave it to us. That's a huge victory. So the judge wants to listen to this lawsuit. I would say the Supreme Court of the United States has a lot of dumb fucks on it, or they purposely do this. So our movement, because we take a systems approach, running for office is different. That's a different part than being elected for office, than being confirmed. Joe Biden, and this is established law, was not eligible to become a U.S. senator when he was elected. He was 29 years old. You have to be 30. So they waited to confirm him 6 months. How many people knew that? Running for office, being elected for office, and being confirmed are three different things. So I am running for office. But the way I run for office is electors pledge me. If my slate of electors get elected in a state, then I can get elected by those electors on December, 17th, right? If I get elected, then on January 6th, Congress says, oh, wait a minute, Dr. Shiva is not natural born. We have to have a big debate on this. But if 80% or 50% of the American public want me, Congress goes against them, there's going to be a revolution in this country. This is why they were forced to put Trump on the ballot, even though the state of Colorado found that he was an insurrectionist. The fundamental principle is if the people want a criminal to be president, they have that right, right? It's called the First Amendment. And or if they want an insurrectionist, or if they want a five-year-old. A five-year-old could run for president. If their electors win, December 17th, the five-year-old gets elected, then it'll go to debate in Congress where they'll say, wait a minute. Well, maybe the people have decided five-year-olds are smarter than 38-year-olds. Maybe that happens in the future. We don't know. Maybe the five-year-olds are getting smarter. You see, you cannot predict the future. The founders knew this. Okay? Maybe there was a nuclear bomb. I'm just making this shit up, by the way. And maybe the only people that have intact brains are five-year-olds. So the people say, wait a minute, we want a five-year-old. Even the Constitution says you have to be 35. Five-year-old gets elected. A big debate will take place in Congress. Congress will say, you know what? Majority of people want a five-year-old. We have to change the law. That's democracy. What we're fighting for is democracy. The people of New Jersey have spoken. They nominated their electors who pledged their vote to Dr. Shiva, me. You cannot throw those electors off the ballot based on some future potential decision that I am not eligible. Why? Because I'm not running for fucking office of the president in New Jersey. Now, how many people know this? Eileen and Basile, you guys weren't clear on this, right? Until we got involved, right? And this is what happens. Exactly. So this is why our movement is so powerful. And by the way, you won't learn this in Harvard Law School. You won't learn this in Yale Law School. When working people like myself and Basilia from New Jersey and Eileen, we start doing this. We start digging. We say, what the fuck? They're not even following their rules. But if we didn't get involved, we would never figure this shit out. Just like if I didn't run in 2020, I wouldn't have put my head and said, wait a minute, there's a feature on the machine that you can flip the votes. What the fuck? This is why it's important we jump in and we act. Because when we act, we win. When we sit on the sidelines watching fucking YouTube videos, exposing stuff all day. Well, exposing shit is irrelevant if you don't expose the shit at the right time. Our movement is out there fighting. And our slogan is save your fucking self. Save your fucking self. And you go to our movement and all of you listening out there, it's time to stop listening and time to start doing something. Okay? You go to our website. And we give people stuff to do. So in the United States, when it comes to running for the president, you go to our website. Okay? Let me take our people over here to our website. Okay? On Zoom. And when you go to our website, we give you stuff to do. Go to the website here. Well, what can you do at this website? Well, you can click on the free downloads. And then you can go, this is our new card, which says save yourself, vote, or write in. Because in some places you can vote for us, we're on the ballot. In other places, they take us off the ballot, but you can write us in. And print this fucking card out and hand it out to people. And the card says, save yourself. And you hand this to people and you show them the back of the card. They're killing you. Shatter the swarm. And we are about building a movement. My running for office, us exposing this is a movement. We're telling people, look, it doesn't matter. Their elections are already decided. Look what's been going on for 50 years. Cost of living is going up and lifespan is going down. Well, how do you lower the cost of living? Well, you must castrate the Zionist cock. What do I mean by that? Cut funding to Israel. Because the reason cost of living is going up is because they have to print money to fund wars. Wars, which help the military-industrial complex, which help the Rothschild bankers and the Zionists. Very simple way to, if you want to increase lifespan and you want to end cost of living, castrate the Zionist cock, which means stop feeding it. Sorry to be so rude, but that is the only way. I'm the only candidate who does not suck Zionist cock, which means I'm not into the swarm. We want to shatter the swarm. So those two lines cannot be changed by doing the same old thing. Look, since 1970 to today, cost of living's gone up, lifespan's gone down. So you think you're going to change something by doing the same old fucking thing? No. And the reason they do not want me on the ballot in New Jersey is because I will disrupt their plans. You see, they've already planned out who's going to be president, guys. It's already planned. Whether it's Kamala Harris or Trump, it doesn't fucking matter. They both will suck Zionist cock and they'll keep increasing cost of living and lifespan will go down. You must castrate the Zionist cock. What does that mean? I'm putting colorful language. It means not one penny to fucking Israel, because that's the center, the epicenter of the military-industrial complex. Now, why is that important to this curve? Because war is what is behind the U.S. dollar right now. They have war. U.S. dollar gets to be a reserve currency. So the elites can keep printing more money and conduct more wars to increase their wealth. You see, printing of money increases your cost of living. In order for them to print money, they have to be the reserve currency. In order for them to be the reserve currency, they must start wars. in order for them to start wars, they need Mossad and Israel. Israel is the aircraft carrier in the Middle East, which serves the Zionist swarm. Cut it off. They can keep sucking it. They're not going to get anything. And that's the way we need to think about this. And that's the reason they, by the way, for the record, they have put many candidates on the ballot under those, to be specific, they put many presidential electors on the ballot whose pledge candidate was, quote unquote, absolutely unqualified. In New Jersey alone, Linda Jenness in 1972 was 32 years old. What's the qualification to be president? Yes, she was allowed on the ballot, or her name was under her electors. Roger Calero was allowed on the ballot in New Jersey twice. He wasn't even a United States citizen. He was a Nicaraguan citizen. Why was he allowed? Why was he allowed? He was not a threat, you see? Our movement, Basilia, Eileen, our electors are a threat because we're standing up for real politics and we have momentum. We will take away hundreds of thousands of their votes and it'll fuck up whatever. If they wanted Kamala in or Trump in, it's going to screw it up for them. You guys see what I'm saying? We are the disruptive force. These other fringe candidates were not, so they put them on the ballot. But they have a serious problem right now, legally. They have a serious legal problem because if they throw Basilia and Eileen and others off the ballot in New Jersey, you know what they're saying? There is no electoral college. You see what I'm saying? Either there's an electoral college or there isn't. Our movement is the only force that can free the working people of the world because we're the only ones who put forward a very simple slogan which says, save yourself. We're not putting a slogan which says, you know, I'm going to save you. And if you want to save yourself, first of all, understand, get one of these cards, because part of saving yourself is getting others to know that there is a way to save themselves. And the way that you save yourself is you start learning how to fight. Go watch that Shatter the Swarm video. First step. And if you watched it, watch it again 10 more times. And many people have done this. Watch the Shatter the Swarm video over and over and over again, because you will understand the physics of how the few control the 8 billion. Go watch it. And if you want to really be of do some service to your friends, give them that video. Watch it with them. Because you're doing a noble service when you do that. Because from that video, they're going to understand what the fuck is going on. And they're going to understand how dumb they make government employees. You see, so the elites are over here. Then other people like you and me are government employees, you know, are hard workers. They put them into the government, but they make them dumb. It is a dumb government employee who is saying, oh, you can't be on the ballot because you're natural born. You fucking idiot. I'm not running for office. My electors are. You're going after the wrong person. You have no subject, but no one has challenged them, you see, because the law students are made stupid too. They're just taught to rubber stamp. Judges are made stupid. Lawyers are made stupid. Very few people know this. This is why our movement is the only force that can change the world, because we take a systems approach. We use that systems approach to uncover this shit. I took a systems approach to understand, wait a minute, why is this feature, why is this part here in this system? Why is there a feature that you can multiply people's votes by two and decrement other people? Like, what the fuck is there? That's what an engineering systems guy does. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? You're taking me off the ballot, but I'm not running for office, idiot. Electricians do that. Plumbers do that. Working people do that. Educated lawyers, educated judges, no. Election officials, no. These people are fucking made to be stupid. That's why the title of our talk, again, is Historic New Jersey Lawsuit Exposes Election Official Stupidity. So I'm giving this information to you for two reasons. One, to make you start valuing yourself. Number two, actually three reasons. Value our fucking movement. Help us. And all these people talk, but they don't put us on. They're full of shit. They're just talking. They're not out there building a movement. And number three, get the fuck involved. Simple thing. If you're in the United States, go get this card, start handing it out. You have no reason. What's powerful about this card? On the back of the card, you're inviting people to learn how to fight back. You drive them to Shatter the Swarm. We give a free 20-part course free, how to get off the plantation. And we teach you all the ways from climate change, all these different ways from the banking system, how they fuck you. And you have to understand that. And then after that, you're ready to join the School of Revolution, Truth, Freedom, Health. Become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. Become part of this movement. And if you're outside of the United States, let's say you're in Europe, okay? We'll give you stuff to do there too. Same message, the message has not changed. If you go to vashiva.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, okay? Which is our movement for Truth, Freedom, Health, okay? Go there, vashiva.com/cards, okay? And what you'll see is we've created for the global movement a similar set of cards, okay? And it says, save yourself. We use our branding, yes. Dr. Shiva, the hard-earned brand. And it says, learn to fight back, because we're not running for world. We are in many ways leading the world, but it says, learn to fight back. And then on the back of the card, it has the same thing. Nothing is different in Finland. Is anything different in Finland or UK? No. Cost of living is going up. Lifespan is going down. And we've done it in Spanish. Sálvate tú mismo. I'm sorry. Let me share it for our audience, our global audience here. There we go. Okay. So we have on vashiva.com/cards. Can you see it now? Okay. We have the English version. So you see, it's the same message, same thing. And here it is in Delia. Maybe you can say this, Delia, because Delia helped us put this together. Delia, are you there? Let me unmute Delia. Delia, you can read it out. And then what does this say? En cosa de vida, en esperanza. So that's in Spanish. Let's go to another language here. I think we have, so that's Tamil. This is Hindi, okay? So no one, I think this is in, is this in Swedish? Anna? Karel? You want to pronounce it? And then here? Excellent. And then this is in German. Is there any Germans here? Anyone can speak German? So we have done this in every language. This is a global movement. This is in French. And by the way, the French videos right here, when you hand this out in French, we've done a perfect translation. This is a lot of work. And I'll take you to the French version. So if you go to vashiva.com and you go to French, France, I think it's here, /French. If we go here, if I'm correct, this QR code takes people to the French version. And if I play this, this is me doing the Shatter the Swarm, but in perfect French, thanks to...
Bonsoir à tous, je suis le docteur Shiva Ayyadurai. Comment est-ce qu'un très petit groupe de personnes contrôle le monde? C'est ce que j'appelle l'élite. Disons qu'il y en a environ 10 000. Comment ces personnes arrivent-elles à manipuler les 8 milliards d'individus ici? Si vous parlez à des gens naïfs, ils pensent que ce sont les Rothschild qui sont ici, ou les extraterrestres. Ils ne comprennent pas qu'il ne s'agit pas d'un individu ou d'une organisation...
There. So, you got jammed? What's that? Did you not hear that? Yeah. So, we are converting... Okay, we're converting this to every language. And this can only happen if you have the support of people bottoms up. And that's what we have. your leaders on this call who spend day and night helping us do these conversions to help you guys so you don't have an excuse to say, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, I'm telling you what to do. Get your butt off wherever you're seating and get to work. Download these cards. You don't have any freaking excuse. That's, and then we have it in, this is Swedish, right? Swedish or Norwegian? Yeah, does anyone can read Norwegian? Let's have a, go ahead, go ahead, what's her name is gone from Norway. Is she not here? Okay. I thought I saw Kinar. Kinar, can you read it? Can you read the Norwegian? Yeah, can you? Excellent. And then we just have Japanese, so on. Okay, we're going to have all languages as we promise, and each one of these will go to their local translated language version. So to everyone out there who's outside of the United States, get these cards, download them, print them. We've open sourced it. If you're in the United States, download the one on Shiva for President and start handing it out. This is a global movement, and this movement is about educating people. And it's about, for those people who want to get educated, also forcing you off your butts to go do something. Because when you get people to go to that Shatter the Swarm video, and then they can get off the plantation courses, and they can come to the open house. But we have to build this bottoms-up movement that takes a systems approach. I mean, if we didn't have a systems approach, we would not have uncovered this bullshit with how presidential elections are run and how they make people dumb. But just like in 2020, how we saved hundreds of millions of people, we're going to save those people who want to be saved by teaching them how the elections actually run. And if the Supreme Court has any balls, they will hear our case. That's what's going on. So New Jersey, it is the people of New Jersey who filed the lawsuit, and they just got a big victory because it's going to be heard. Typically, lawsuits, judges are under pressure to just dismiss lawsuits, dismiss. They don't like to hear lawsuits. They like to get rid of them. And then secondarily, they don't like to hear emergency motions. So Eileen and Basilia, I don't know if you guys are aware, that lawsuit is now going to be heard in expedited review. Basilia? Yes. So it's a massive victory, though. Thousands of lawsuits are filed. Most do not get heard. Out of the thousands that get filed, if they ask for expedited review, one in a trillion even gets heard, Basilia and Eileen. So that's what's going on. Our movement wins. And, you know, even if they cheat us, we still win because we're out there educating people. This is what we need to educate people, that you win by fighting. You lose by sitting on your ass. You win by fighting. You win by understanding system science. So all of you who are new, welcome. But for God's sakes, go take the course. Don't be cheap, because we've made it very accessible. Get involved. Be part of this movement. It's great you watch videos, but get involved, okay? And don't, you know, be very practical. We've made it simple. Get these cards. They're simple. You can do this. Anyone can do this. Marcus Andres, I keep telling you, he's got no legs. He went to Afghanistan fighting for this country. He's one of our most active volunteers. He collected tens of thousands of signatures for us. While other people, you know, oh, I can't do it. I got shit going on. Well, Marcus did it. I needed to file the lawsuit in DC. He went there and he filed it by midnight. We are looking for people who are serious. And if you just want to fuck around and you don't really want to do anything and you just want to watch videos all day, I say fuck off. You're not serious. You don't want to change the world. You want to just talk about it and you want to whine. Our movement is giving people the tools and then getting people off their butts to do something, creating a disciplined movement of leaders. So welcome. But if you made it this far, take the fucking course, get involved, connect with the local leader, and honor the fact that there's some incredible people who've come together. And we do this every week, every day. So I think you want to introduce some people, right, Karel? Or maybe you have introduced everyone. Yeah, so those people watching on social media, et cetera, you can also ask whatever questions you have. Someone said, I'll read some comments. I'm glad the lawsuit will be heard. It's a good sign. Someone said rigged system. Paul Testa in New Jersey, who's one of the electors, says huge. Yes, it's huge. Anna says, we're handing out cards worldwide. You and US have some good laws. Still, you should fight for them. Someone said, salvate tu mismo. Gato Gomero said that. Delio. Charles D. Matas says the government is fucked up here in Trinidad and Tobago. Yep, it is. But Charles, get involved. You can whine about it, but you can also get involved and learn how to fight. The war for power, Mosey Bear says the war for power ends. Get used to it. Never ends. Yeah, okay, that's great. But what are you going to do about it? Okay. Tate's dad says the smartest, most genuine, straight-talking, honorable man I've ever come across. Yes, we must castrate the Zionist cock. Take that. Tell that to everyone. Cut Israel's funding. Dr. Shiva, do you think we could make America healthy again? Yes, we can, but not under booby fucking Kennedy. He'll give you heroin. I've watched Shatter the Swarm about 20 times. Someone just said here, 20 times. Let's see. A lot of great comments here. All wars are bankers' war. Yep, we've heard that, but what do you want to do about it? Great. What are you going to do about it, though? Most of Congress is Zionist, definitely. Anna again says, save yourself. No one is coming to save you. This is a very interesting question. Someone says, what if we don't want a president? Okay. That's a very interesting question. So let's talk. Kyle, you have a great question. So if a bunch of electors got together in the United States and they said, our pledge candidate is blank, blank. Okay. You follow what I'm saying? And if they did that, and if those set of electors got elected, and if their candidate got elected, then you would have no president, or Congress would have to decide what to do then. What happens when you have no president? It'd be interesting. Congress will have to decide. They may say, well, during the next 4 years, we don't have office of the president. Good question, though. But if they follow their own rules. All right. So let's go to introducing people.
So if you don't know how to raise your hand, at the bottom of your Zoom chat, you see reactions. You click on it. Then you can choose raise hand. So if you want to speak, if you are new, you want to introduce yourself, raise your hand. If there is nobody new, but you want to ask a question or a comment, then raise a hand.
Okay. Let's see. We can select. Okay. So we have, I think there's people who are new or being quiet, right? Karel? So we can go to Arun Prasad Ramachandran. Arun, can you introduce yourself? Arun Prasad Ramachandran, where are you from, Arun? Arun, unmute, please. Okay. We have Patricia Ulo Curcio. Patricia Ulo Curcio. Matthew Usko. Matthew, how are you? Matthew?
Sir.
Hi, Matt. Where are you from, Matt?
Sir, I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, great.
Hey, I just want to say I love you, man. You're the best in the world. You're the only hope that this America or the world has at this present time. I praise God. And all for the whole world that you be successful in your endeavor to become president. And I do want to get a, I was going to ask if I can get a, I would really like to get out there. I'm going to be 65 come November here. And I would like to get out as much as possible. I'm getting a little lazy around here and I like to get out. And I got a printer, but my computer's down. Maybe I'm going to go to the library and see if I can get hooked up somehow or another and print out some of them cards and everything like that and do pass them out. There's Walmart and everything else that you can go to. And I would like to know if you can give me a contact with a leader or something like that. Yeah. I watched a whole bunch of your videos. I went and tried to, I had to take your course. I took a course and then I went on to another thing. Sorry, I don't want to keep your time. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is Anna and or Carell will introduce you to Gerald Smith. Okay.
Gerald.
Okay,
yes. What's the name?
Gerald.
Yes.
So they're going to directly communicate with you. Chat. There's a chat button.
Cool.
And if you can give them information, they'll connect you with Gerald Smith, who's a leader in Pennsylvania.
Praise God, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Good. Good to have you. Thank you for your kind comments. All right.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
But Carell and Anna, please connect him to Gerald. Okay.
If you guys, we will.
Okay. Let's go over to, J. Okay. Who's that? It says, hi, how are you? We can't hear you. I think your mic ain't working. Oops. We can't hear you. Do you want to write it in the chat? Maybe you can type it into the chat. Type it into the chat. Okay. All right. Any questions while we're waiting for somebody? Let's read JJJ's chat message. What if we, I want to help. Okay, JJ, where are you out of? What part of the state? What part of the world? If you can just type that in. So we have, Anna, if you can share tomorrow or Friday, Saturday, we have a Shiva for President meeting. Tomorrow there's a systems health tutorial. Anna, if you can share that with people. But we have many solutions meetings coming up. Jeffrey GU says, sorry for solo response existing governance, but I was an ex-frontline firefighter. Point to the Grenfell multi-agency government disaster in UK. Profit and greed now being branded over core governance failures. The very best to you. Bernardo says, can you challenge the election fraud before you know the methods of cheating? Yeah, you can challenge. And then if it goes to court, then people can bring it out. Okay, so if you see here, JJ's put her phone number and everything. I don't know if you can see that, Anna. You can grab it. Okay. Do you got it?
Nope.
Here,
I didn't get it.
Okay, I'll send it over to you. Okay. So if you can connect her. Anna, JJ, where are you from? What part of the world? We need to know where you are from so we can connect you to the right people. So Anna, this is what she wrote in my chat. There you go. Okay. Oh, Stanford, Connecticut and Rye, New York. So Delio's right here. Delio, can you connect with her, please?
Absolutely. Who's the person?
The name is JJJJ. So,
oh, okay.
I'm going to send it to you right now, Delio, in the chat so you can grab her. Call her right after this meeting. Part of what we do in these meetings is to network so people can connect with other people. So JJ, you can probably text her right now. I just sent you her message, her text message. You should have it.
You're missing one number, doctor. It says 51479. Oh, excuse me. As missing one number at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. 7936.
Okay.
7936. Okay.
Will do.
All right. If there's no other questions, it's 1:33. We can end. Oh, so we have Fadi. Fadi, what's the question? Good to have you, Fadi. What do you got?
Well, it's not a question. It's a comment.
Okay. Is it a short comment or a long one?
Oh, yeah, it is. Can you take me off the timer? I'm on the timer now.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that we are in Times Square. We've got our Shiva banner, as you can see in the picture here. And
wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we're in Times Square. We're a lot of people are excited about President Shiva 2024. And as long as you're fighting, we're here fighting with you, for you, and for us. And I'm in the street. And am I still on? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm in the street. I'm in the street yelling, shaking the ground. Truth, freedom, health. Truth, freedom, health. Shiva 2024. And all eyes are on that banner. You know, they're looking, they want to know where that sound is coming from. They want to know more about you, Dr. Shiva. You know, they're excited, we're all excited. Midtown Manhattan loves Dr. Shiva.
And Fadi, are you handing out those cards driving people to Shatter the Swarm?
I'm out of cards, man. I handed all my cards out. I think I'm down to like maybe like two more flyers. We've got the US Open going on in Queens, New York. So I'm leaving it on the train. So, you know, per flyer, you know, I left all my flyers on the train. That's about
one of the things we've done, Fadi, you may know, but we've just worked a deal with one of our volunteers. People can get 10,000 cards for like less than a penny now. Okay. Or a little bit. Less than a penny. So people should go take advantage of this. So we're
okay, pretty. So I'm coordinating with Delio to get those cards. I am willing to go into Manhattan.
Great. So someone said, this is awesome. Greetings from Switzerland. Rambo Wayne says, Shiva for president. Here's one. Equan Carnell says, how can I help? Anyone who's out there on social media world wants to help, go to Shiva4president.com. One of the simplest ways you can help is get a bumper sticker, right? Get these cards. You can get 10,000 cards. It'll be shipped to your home, shipping and everything included. For 10,000 cards, and we have people who are volunteers who are helping us all over the planet right now getting these cards out, because what you're doing is you're telling people to get off their butts. No one is coming to save you. We have to save ourselves. Okay. Paul Testa says, pass out those cards. And someone says, fight, fight, fight. Okay. Yeah. And Trump basically is not going to fight for you, by the way. He's going to fucking sell you out. All right. Anyway, very encouraging news. Thanks, everyone. I hope this is valuable. We'll be doing at 8 p.m., we'll be repeating this again, but in much more going broader into all the different states, what's going on, Wisconsin, et cetera. But to people throughout the world, recognize that this is a global movement. The phenomenon of cost of living going up and the fact that lifespan is going down is not only in the United States, this is a trend that's occurring globally. And it's been occurring for 40, 50 years. And the only way to change it is if we build an actual bottoms-up movement. It's not going to happen overnight, and there's no shortcut to it. You have to actually go build it step by step by step. All right, if there isn't any more questions, I'd like to thank everyone. Anna and you guys, you can end the program, and I'll end it here. Is that good, Anna?
Yes, that's fine. Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Okay,
thank you.
Be well. Thanks, Corel, for hosting this. You did a great job. To everyone on social media, so that is our, we do our regular town hall. We'll be repeating it again, or we'll actually not be repeating. We'll go into a much more different version of it, much more deeper, actually, for those people who are interested. Please join us at 8 p.m. You can go to vashiva.com at 11 a.m. or 8 p.m. and sign up to vashiva.com/orientation. Get involved. One of the ways that you can get involved is to learn and become a warrior scholar. Go watch the shatterthesswarm.com video. Then go get off the plantation. It's a completely free course. Get involved in that. You'll understand how the swarm is operating. And then become a warrior scholar. But you don't have, you can do it all together. Let me play you a video as we sign off here. You can watch this video as many times as you want, but it's a good video which really shares what's going on.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
All right, everyone, I hope that was valuable. We'll be, again, doing a program this evening at 8 p.m. Again, to everyone listening to our channels, every Thursdays we do an orientation where you get to meet other people, you get to hear other people's stories. But fundamentally, this is a movement that is, in many ways, a school for revolution, school for engineering change throughout the world, revolutionary change. And if you get the book, this one, System and Revolution, it defines what a revolution is. It's a phase transition. All right. Thank you, everyone. I wish you all a good day. Be well, be the light.